Jerry Bader, show 921, talking about Cross the Line, an absurd game played at a Marinette Middle School last Wednesday. TV News all over Green Bay broke it on Friday. It's some of the poorest judgment I've ever seen by school officials. They had kids, if you answer a question yes, you step forward. And in front of other kids, they're asking deeply personal questions. Are your parents together? I think was one of them. Do they drink? Do they use drugs? Have you ever contemplated suicide? This was supposed to be an anti-bullying? It's absurd. The game, to choose to do the game was one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. But what I think are the big things here, no warning to the parents. They won't speak out. They hide behind a release. I don't believe school officials should have that luxury. And if they don't think there's anything wrong here, why won't they face the cameras and the microphones? But that's the thing. And here's the big thing. It's clear they still don't think they did anything wrong. And you wonder why I'm as critical of the education establishment as I am. Chuck in Sheboygan. Chuck, how are you at the Jerry Bader Show?
Hey, good morning, Jerry. Great Super Bowl, eh?
Yeah, beauty.
Okay, and as far as your topic, I'm glad you're talking about it, because years ago, when I moved back to Sheboygan in the late 80s, early 90s there, I wanted to reestablish myself with a church with the kids. And being a single dad, I started going to a church over on over by the Ballrock Bowl. I forget the name of it, but they were kind of a non-denominational thing, I believe. And they had a thing called Rainbow Kids. So I started sending my kids to these classes on during the week after school, and then I found out they have a little session called Secrets, which did the same thing. They kind of wanted to make the kids play like undercover cop, I guess, to investigate parents at home.
Well, and it's not right. It's not right in a school. A little off topic there, Chuck. It's not right in a school or in a church. But even a church is still a private. It's not public taxpayer-funded entity. Gary D. in Pulaski. Gary D., go ahead.
Hey, Jerry, thanks for taking my call. Love you, man. Love your show.
Go ahead.
In fact, I am a little upset. I've got to burn up my one and only lifeline so early in your program, man.
Go ahead.
Here's the situation. Are they telling us now that seventh grade or the middle school, that is the age of consent in Wisconsin? They're saying the kids could opt out if they wanted to?
You know what? That's an outstanding point. It is not up. I missed that, Gary. Well done. I'm glad you burnt your call, because you're exactly right. That's not up to the kids to decide.
That's right.
Would they ask the kids if they wanted to opt out of sex education?
No.
Would they ask the kids if this book is appropriate for them to read?
No.
God, that's well done, Gary. Thanks a lot for the call. To Shay in Green Bay. Shay, go ahead.
Hey, you know, Jerry, opting out or not, they shouldn't even be asking these questions. I'm so sick and tired of elitist snobs in every level of government, whether it's local schools or state or federal, asking questions that's none of their damn business. Get out of our lives, and if you think that's your business, well, get the hell out of government, too.
Well, okay, Shay, you've just taught the arrogance here. Is the real story. They still don't think they did anything wrong. Just think about that, Shay. They don't think they did anything wrong. It's just stunning to me. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. And I'm accused of teacher bashing. This is administration that won't admit this was a stupid, and just wrong thing to do. Dennis in the Fox Valley. Dennis, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Jerry, good morning.
Morning.
Interesting topic.
Go ahead.
How about if the parents had the opportunity to ask the same questions of the teachers and the people in the school? And if they don't partake in the questioning, they are relieved of their duties.
Well, look at what's okay. In fact, Dennis, we don't even have to make a hypothetical on that. They won't answer questions about this. They issue a statement. They were, by the way, I'm sure the Marinette Middle School is not used to being descended upon by all of the Green Bay TV stations, which they were. And by the way, and Wisconsin Media Check has a nice compendium of all the coverage. All four stations did cover it. But, Dennis, they've already shown that hypocrisy by not facing the cameras.
Well, well, then they should be relieved of duty, because the parents should have the opportunity, because it is their responsibility to take care of their children.
And for, look, I think somebody, if, I don't know, maybe fire it is an overreaction on my part until you get all of the facts, but there should be consequences here, at least a suspension. Yeah, an emailer says, all they've done is given the bullies more ammo to attack other kids. How in God's name do they think that this would decrease bullying? Linda in Greenleaf. Linda, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Yes, hi, good morning. Last summer I experienced directly from somebody from my family who was involved working with it was like a national leadership camp for high school kids, and it was actually kids who want to look into becoming a lawyer or a doctor, or I forget what all they were. So this was a camp that people were paying, parents were paying quite a bit of money to send their kids to this camp to, you know, to learn great things about professions. And I found out that they had one of their little sessions that they had with the medical group, because the kids were in different groups, was one of these highly intrusive games, the same kind of thing, and where they talked about, you know, not only drugs and your parents, but have you had sex? And so the kids were supposed to stand up and what kind of sex. And also, of course, they went into gender issues and what would your parents say if you came home with a boyfriend of the same gender. My impression was that it was meant to then lead into this biased discussion of what is right and what is wrong. And, of course, it was looking at it from what we conservatives would not like to think as unbiased. And it was the whole thing was to get things out and really influence the children in this so-called discussion they had. So I think it's going on nationally all over the place, and we just really have to be very vigilant about watching out for this.
Linda, thanks a lot for the call. In fact, that is a great point, that they are becoming more and more intrusive. They want to know more and more and more and more about the personal lives of their kids and their parents, and we've chronicled this before. Heather in Brilliant. Heather, go ahead.
Good morning. My only comment was that this has already happened. We can't change the fact that this has happened, but what we might be able to do now is to say, okay, we're going to hold a seminar on teaching children how to stand up for themselves and to say no, even to authority figures. You're supposed to do what the teacher says. You're supposed to do what the principal says. But if you feel that what they're telling you to do is wrong or it doesn't seem right, say no. And that's not always going to be a positive thing for people like a teacher or a principal. But we have to be able to teach our children to stand up to authority. And that's usually something parents teach. But in this case, I feel that there was potentially an abuse of that authority. So we need to remedy it for the best interest of the children. Firing somebody or having suspensions is all fine for the adult world, but that doesn't address what this can mean for the children.
Well, and here's where that's tough. Heather, thanks for the call. I think she makes a really good point. But we brought this up recently, that it's parents that don't teach kids to accept authority. That's part of the problem why teachers can't do their jobs. And this is where Jason said it was 90-10 on the parents. This is where I disagree. Because so many times the education establishment's judgment is so god-awful that as a parent, you don't want their kid to follow it. On the other hand, you want to teach your kids to follow authority. If there's any other calls on this, we can take a few after the news, and then it's on to other things. 406-1360, 888-455-1360, it's 930.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.